Blog Talk right. Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Truth is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on Block Talk Radio. Our caller number is 515-602-9657. We have a lot of breaking news. I'm going to go over it. But first, let me introduce Scarlett, our co-host. Scarlett, how are you doing?
I am doing great. Great day. Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year. This is the breaking news. We got some information on the docs that are coming in. The information that the listing of Epstein and the document, the legal documentation that came in. There was a question. They asked questions about people that were affiliated with Epstein and stuff and. They gave a bunch of names. Was he or she affiliated or part of the island and or got any kind of sexual connotations of any kind? And in the documentation released by the court today, when they asked about Donald Trump, they said he had nothing to do with. They said that Maxine said they had nothing to do with Epstein or anything like that. When the pros, he told him to go scratch. He had nothing. He literally told him no, and now they won't be involved with it. He also and only that's the only time they asked him, and then they walked away. The other time they mentioned Trump at all was because he Epstein visited one of his casinos in Vegas, and that's it. Other than that. Trump had nothing to do with Epstein at all, and it's been exonerated by the court documents itself. So that's a big thing. The other breaking news is that Bill Gates has been named as a sexual predator in the documents, yeah. along with Oprah Winfrey, along with both Hillary and Bill Clinton, and a bunch of others. A lot of Democrats in there. Debbie Wasserman Schultz and her husband and a bunch of others. But we already knew that because we broke that story back in 2010, 2011 with Bob Menendez, who also was in there.
Okay.
All right. So that's a big thing there. Everything,
now,
this document is just not confirming everything that we knew back in 2010. It's still breaking. We're still getting the documents, still reading it. It cleared Trump, and it actually created a lot of problems with the far left and the Democrats. There might be some Republicans there, but it looks like it's mostly Democrats. This is the reason why they didn't want this, they didn't want the Senate, the Democratic Senate controlled Senate, didn't want the documents released. It's because the names probably almost every senator there on the Democrat side. So it's a big thing
that
there.
Are they going to jail?
I don't know. It's just this beginning phase. There's a bunch of documents. We're reading through it. There's a lot of criminal charges, a lot of civil charges will come out of this. Pedophilia and stuff.
Because anybody who's running against them will just say, do you want a senator as a pedophile who attacks children and violates
them physically,
sexually? That'll destroy their career. I would resign.
So that's a big story right now going on, and we're still working its way through.
Wow.
You
okay.
Know. So, and we'll as we continue the show, we'll get more updates as we go. You know.
Okay.
And that's a big thing. Three college heads testified before the House last month. One still has a job. The other two has been gone, and one, the other one will probably be gone soon too. So we'll see, because you cannot justify being anti-Semitic and all the hate and stuff. And well, if you're woke, you fail. That's a big thing. And the EIE, whatever you want to call that stuff, DEI or whatever you want to call it, they're the ones that need to be gone, that policies and stuff like that, and equality and all that stuff. Every time you hear that, you know it's no good, and it could destroy companies.
You got to sue Harvard. Harvard kept that woman. She's a teacher. She's disgusting.
Right.
She's a bad role model. And she gets paid almost $1 million a year. For what? For hate? She's hurting people. She's hurting our younger girls and boys who are there to learn, to go out into the world and to be successful. She does not build success.
The other big story.
Anybody who gives money to Harvard, stop giving it to them.
The other big story today is that Trump files with the Supreme Court on Colorado. And and Friday afternoon, Friday morning, the Supreme Court returns from their vacation to start this next session. Friday afternoon, they expected to make a decision on the case involving maybe Colorado, but most likely the Maine case first, because that's already up there. And then you got the Colorado case, and the 14th Amendment. That's expected to be made a 9-0 decision involving the 14th Amendment, and actually a broad decision. I know in support of Trump and against the because you can't allow each. The reason why the 14th Amendment was made was to prevent the Confederate states to control the national scene, and they made it so that the individual states cannot dictate who's on the ballot in any election. It has to go through Congress, and they did, and that's Section 5 of the 14th Amendment, and they did that to make sure that an individual state cannot eliminate a potential candidate for national office.
So those cases are basically should be thrown out.
See, all those cases, right. Also, the civil cases on against Trump in New York and elsewhere has all been thrown out by one or two, and they're expected to be thrown out by next week. He's actually getting a lot of stuff, and Trump is picking up. Trump has now picked up almost every single Republican on Congress and in Senate, thus him for presidency. And he's just picked up a couple more today and yesterday. So it's a unifying
we
now behind it.
We need to take the Senate. We need more House, but we need to take the Senate.
There's 34 seats that the Democrats have to protect, as opposed to 8 solid seats for the Republicans, and 8 seats is expected to stay.
That's in the Senate.
That's in the Senate. Republican 8. That's in the Republican 8 Senate seats expected to stay.
How many of those 34 are going to fall?
They could go between 5 and 8.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Maybe
how many
more?
How many are we now? How many are we now in
the
Senate?
There's 50. There's 51-49 at the moment.
Who's 51?
The Democrats. If you want to count the 3 independents, the Ku Caucus with the Democrats, so it's 51-49. But that's okay right now because this is how it works. They already lost a seat, the Democrats in West Virginia with Manchin retiring, and that's going to go Republican. They know it, and Justice is going to be the senator there. Now in Arizona, you got a very unique race because you got in Arizona, you got a race with three people race. You got the Democrat, you got the independent, which is Simina, which was a Democrat, now independent. You got a Democrat running in separately, and as well, and then you have Carrie Lake in the Republican side. So the two so-called Democrats, one independent and the other one Democrat, but they'll split the vote, and Carrie Lake is expected to win by about 10 points. Because the two Democrats are running against each other, splitting
that's
it.
Right.
So that's number two. Then you got a number of seats. Brown in Ohio. You got that's expected to lose. The guy from in Montana is expected to lose. Both Democrats and a couple others are there. It could go even more depending on how it works. And as far as there's no real Republican that's vulnerable in Senate. The Democrats are trying to target two states. They're looking at Ted Cruz, which he'll win by about 5 to 10 points, and they're looking at the Florida senator. He's expected to win too because
Scott.
Yeah. When he ran 6 years ago, the Democrats still had control and had more Democrat registered Democrats than Republican at that point. Now we have almost 800,000 more registered Republicans as Democrats. There's no way a Democrat could win a statewide election in the state, and because it's a deep red state. And they're not gonna, and you're not gonna see a large amount of the Republicans flipping out of Scott. He'll build on that, especially with a presidential election when Trump was gonna be on top. So that's a dream world if they want to get both safe. So the Republicans are gonna stay safe on their seats. Democrats are gonna lose 5 to 10, 5 to 8, and that's that way. Yeah, and as far as the House. As far as the House is...
And Mitch McConnell. What about Mitch McConnell as the leader of the Senate?
He's retiring at the end of this year, at the end of 2024.
So who will be the leader of
They'll
the Senate?
There'll be with a new governor, with a Republican governor that's expected to win in Kentucky. If he wins, then Mitch McConnell will retire, and then the Republican governor will pick a new senator. That's how it works.
Okay, but
so
who's going to be the leader? Who's going to be the majority leader?
It could be Ted Cruz. It could be the guy, J.D. Vance. It could be a bunch of others.
Okay.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Tim Scott dropped out, right?
There is only two people left in the race, in the presidential race of the Republican Party, besides Trump. It's a three-person race now.
Chris Christie didn't drop out.
He's not. He has nowhere to go. He's not on the debate stage. No, he's not. He's just out there doing interviews. But there's no more stuff. There's nothing there.
So who's left? DeSantis, Haley,
and Trump. Yeah.
Trump
is starting to do commercials in New Hampshire.
Okay, so why isn't DeSantis dead and stopped?
He's running out of support. He's running out of money. Nikki Haley now overtook him in the latest polling, and he's in last place now if you want to go into the three-person race.
Why is Nikki Haley staying in?
Because she's the deep state alternative to Trump. It used to be DeSantis, but he was bleeding. So they went to the Nikki Haley, was surged a little bit. But in the end, it doesn't matter. Trump was going to be there all the way around.
It doesn't matter. We all know she's a
cop. I think he's just gearing up. Right now, there's nothing for him to do except gear up for 2028. And if he doesn't drop out soon, he'll lose that too.
Christie will be the president.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a big thing there.
All right. We'll wait and see.
So we'll see.
We'll see. Okay.
Yep.
Talk about what else is going on.
Well, I got a lot to tell us. Okay. It's not really that much going on. Everything was waiting for the Epstein stuff, and that's a big thing. You know, and we're still looking to see if anything is out there.
New York is getting the illegals to vote. Would that be correct?
Excuse me?
New York City.
Right.
Are getting the illegals the ability to vote.
Yeah, New York City, the illegals are not going to vote. There's a big thing going on right now in there. And that's a big thing.
Why has Eric Adams, months ago, why is he not in jail?
I don't know. Can't hear.
Why doesn't Bragg do his job? Why is Bragg still there? Why hasn't the bar stripped him? Mm-hmm. Why is everybody corrupt?
I can't answer that.
Does anybody care? By the way, was Nancy Pelosi and her husband on that list? Sorry.
Excuse me?
Do you not hear?
No, you kind of broke up.
Why is Nancy Pelosi and her husband not on the list?
We all know there might still be. It's only 150 names that came out. It's not the full list.
You didn't read 150 names.
No, we're going through it as we speak. We're looking. I'm getting updates. That's what it is so far.
So now that we know that they are pedophiles, what do they go on? What can you do to these people?
Make sure they're not in any position to do anything. We don't know how long. You got statute of limitations. You got lawsuits. You got all kinds of different things out there.
Hold it. When they were on that plane or wherever they were they in the USA?
I where they came from the USA to go to the island, which is not in the USA, I'm pretty sure.
But while they were fucking the little kids, were they in the USA?
I don't know. I don't think so.
This fits into the Sound of Freedom.
This fits into Sound of Freedom, the movie. It ties them all together, and that's one of the reasons why they. If you saw the movie, people, and I urge everyone to go see Sound of Freedom. It's the U.S. government prevented the initial recovery of these children that were used.
Does this have anything to do with human trafficking?
Yes.
Okay.
They're all tied together. Because these underage kids, they flew them around and they did things, the sex trafficking and everything. We got videos, which we're posting right now, of Biden and the children.
Those 700 kids that are missing from Maui, which we believe they wanted to do human trafficking.
I believe so, and I think Obama and Biden and all the others are involved in that.
Right. Do you think Biden's on that list?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's on that list.
And Hunter? Okay.
Yeah. You know, we're working on it as we go, but I'm pretty sure.
They're little girls. Ew. There's something wrong with them. Some serious shit. Significant, well, you know. He really. Sorry. He skews me. They all skew me. This is disgusting. What's the matter? They don't know how to make love to an adult? They have to have young pussy? Are they that fucked up?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. They're all screwed up.
Yeah. You know what's funny is when Greg Kelly or Rob Schmidt get a hold of me, they'll switch it around and make it sound good.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. You get our children away from these people because they feel them off. They grope them. They rape them. They are disgusting. Oh?
Yeah.
So let me ask, Ghislaine Maxwell, is she in a lot of trouble again? What is no double jeopardy?
I don't know. By the way, there was a Las Vegas judge was attacked in court during sentencing for a three-time felony accused of attempted battery with substantial bodily harm. The guy literally went from his seat, jumped over the bench, and attacked the judge. We got that on video.
Is the guy dead?
No.
Did the court officer do anything?
Yeah, they got him. They beat the crap out. They also beat the crap out of the guy.
Wait, where was Bull when you needed him? Richard Mull. Night court.
Yeah.
Never mind. Forget it.
No, it's not night court. It's not night court, but it's real life. It's in Las Vegas.
So how's the judge? She's sore? She got hurt?
Yeah. Naomi Campbell.
Where were the people to protect her?
Naomi Campbell's on the list, by the way.
What?
Naomi Campbell's on the list.
No shit, the model?
Yeah.
She's doing little TV. There's something wrong with these people. Was Naomi Campbell married to David Bowie? Was that the one married to him?
I don't know. Yeah.
What's with Oprah? Well, you know what? Oprah was raped by her father.
Yeah, well, she's on the list.
So, which is Graham.
Hyatt Hotel Executive Clarence Hyatt Hotel Executive Chairman Thomas Prisca identified in the Epstein document alleged involved in sexual activities with Epstein victim.
Do they have video on these people?
I don't know.
Bill Clinton dressed up in a dress.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pinky shit, man.
Yeah.
Doing little boys, little girls. What was Hillary doing? Hillary's doing the little girl. Donna Shalala. Janet Reno. You never forget. You know who would be loving this? Do you know? God, oh man, what's his name? The ditto guy, the ditto head. What's his name?
Rush Limbaugh.
Oh yes, he would be enjoying this. You know, seriously, he would be rapping all over the Clintons. He hated the Clintons. Remember when we listened to him in the day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he turned Layla, Eric Clapton's song, into Shalala. Remember that?
Uh-huh.
Is Donna Shalala still alive?
No. Prince Andrew had an orgy with numerous underage girls on Jeffrey's Epstein private island, the U.S. Virgin Islands, according to your court documents.
You know, I read that Fergie was getting back with him.
I don't know about that.
I got better one. You know, they're children. They had babies. I wouldn't let him near those babies. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Epstein, again.
His mother's turning over in her grave. Shit. I wouldn't let him near William and Kate's children. Nor Harry and his wife, you know? No Lilibet, no Archie shit.
Yeah. Epstein's mentions of Donald Trump clear him of anyone going to say he did not visit Jeffrey Epstein's island or home. Documents prove that.
Who started that rumor?
No. The legal documents, they asked the question. Did you ever see Donald Trump?
Started that rumor? What happened to Gloria Allred?
The question was in the interview in the interview that they did the attorney goes, did you ever see Donald Trump? Not that I can remember. On the island, no. Not that I can remember. In Mexico, no. That I can remember. In New York, no.
Was this a grand jury?
Yeah, this is part of the interview process. This is the courts. Depositions and stuff.
So who was the person being interviewed? Hold on. Who was the person being the narc?
Just interviews and stuff. That's all.
Mark Zuckerberg there with Bill Gates?
And I don't know. I don't know.
How about Steve Jobs?
I don't know about that either.
Wow. America, watch over your children, because you never know who is going to get in their panties or pants or underwear or whatever. This is sick. We have a really screwed up society. We have liars, cheats, whores, pedophiles. This is all from... What is wrong with these people? And they're in power. These people all have some sort of sense of power, whether they're in government or high up in business. This is mass shit.
Yeah, I know.
Must have been a swing club. Screw the child, pass it around. Screw the child, pass it around.
Yep.
You know, you want to play a tune. I need a tune.
What do you want to play?
Get Together. Do you have it?
Let's see. Rocky, I Am America, God Bless America, Ava Ashton, Auld Lang Syne, and They'll Get Together. Rope Back Down, Martina.
No.
Play Rocky.
Martina McGraw. I need a okay. Not on play Martina. What else we got?
Rocky, Won't Back Down, I Am America.
Play Rocky.
Rocky?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Please.
We got some breaking news confirmed by her herself. Oprah Winfrey has been revealed as a client of the Epstein list. She's not denying it. In fact, they have pictures and stuff. So Oprah Winfrey is another one. And about 90% of the Senate Democrats have been revealed to be part of the Epstein list. Trump is not on the list. He was exonerated by the Epstein documents because they asked them questions if they associated with Trump, as you were involved with it, and they all said no. When approached, Trump told them to go scratch.
Which is very important. It's just another way to harass him, but that was done. We put the blame.
So that's a big thing, but... But the main story coming out, Epstein documents prove that Democrats and the elite are pedophiles, and they all need to go to prison.
If Oprah was just hanging, and she saw it. She should have spoken.
Yeah. Obama and Biden are both on the list.
Maybe she didn't feel up the little brat, the little babies, but she's complicit.
Yep. 187 with Jeffrey. 108.
He's a slob.
Right. 187 of Jeffrey Epstein's associates were just revealed in unsealed court documents. The list also includes identities of some of his victims, household staff, and others in the course of the Battle of Virginia, Roberts, Guffrey, and Griselle Maxwell. These are some of the names listed so far, besides Oprah Winfrey, Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, Glenn Doblin, G. Locke Brunell, Lex Wexner, Alan Dershowitz, Doc Brand, Thomas Prisca, and a bunch of others, Alpha Winfrey, among other things. It's
wow.
A lot, it's really it's really exploding now.
Bill Gates,
yes. And you know, and it's still continuing.
Obama.
U.S. District Judge Laura Prescott ruled last month there was no legal justification for continuing to conceal more than 150 names on John and Jane Doe mentioned in the records. But what it does do is releases to civil action. There is justification. There's going to be at least civil action.
Which senators? Does it list the senators?
Not yet, but we're getting word that it's about 90% of the Democrat senators in the Senate chamber, the Democrats, are listed. So we're working on that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the reason why they didn't want to get released.
So how does this affect the Senate?
I don't know. The Democrats expected to lose the Senate anyway, and they're looking at losing 4 to 8 or 5 to 8 seats in November.
They're
dreaming if they're going to take off Cruz.
We're going to destroy each one of them.
Right.
Because they violated a child. And I am an advocate for children. So I want the list so I can pound on them every day, every day. I want to know. I want to pound on them. I want America to learn what pieces of shit these people are. And the Democrats, and I know a lot of Democrats, and they have children. I don't think they want their children or their grandchildren felt up by these pigs. Gillibrand, was she on the list?
I don't know. We're still getting stuff.
So we have Chuck, we have Schumer, and we have Gillibrand in New York. Who do we have in California? The two senators.
Yeah, well, one's a reboot, and it's not going to be after November because she'll lose to Garvey. And then you got
right.
And then you got the other one.
Oh.
So,
Rubio,
oh, that's a big thing.
And Rick Scott. Are they pedophiles?
Rick Scott's going to win the seat. Okay, I'm going to tell you something. This is the Democrats really. If they think they're going to pick off Rick Scott, they must be smoking something. There is almost 800,000 more registered Republicans than Democrats in the state of Florida. There is not a single iota of a chance that they're going to flip Florida in any way.
S-T-E-A-L. Deal.
They're not going to because we it's the state of Florida. If you get caught holding around with the election, you're going to prison. If you're going to get, if you resist, you're going to die. We are not going to do it. We're not going to allow it to happen.
You have
not learned. The coroner's office will be busy that night because we're not going to stop. We're not going to allow them to do it.
We'll make sure they know their dental records.
Yeah. So that's a big thing.
Okay. You got Georgia, Louisiana.
So yeah.
All right. We have two senators in every state. Okay. So they're corrupt. They're just corrupt. Was Kamala there?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything from Kamala yet.
She was a senator.
Yeah, I don't know.
Manchin?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Leibowitz.
I don't know.
Okay. So, last week of football, tomorrow night.
And somebody wrote Joe Biden's not on the Epstein list because he only likes banging underage family members.
No, he does. He sniffs those kids, man. I can put it out there. I'll just backtrack. He feels them. He sniffs them. He touches them. He is Stevie. He is one messed up dude. Okay? And Jill Biden sits there and watches because she's a voyeur. Okay? And Hunter's pointing out, there, Dad. I wonder if Joe and Hunter play with each other. You know? I wonder
we got to go off topic for now because we're running out of time anyway, but I want to get this in. Again, the Democrats / communists, if you're Jewish, if you're Catholic, if you're Christian, they don't support you in any way. In fact, they want Israel to stop their tactics, what they're doing to defend their country. They want us to cease and desist what they're doing. No. Israel was attacked. They were invaded back in October 7th this last year. And they have to write.
They kill people. No way.
Right.
They will be annihilated.
Right. No. So what they're doing, they have the right to defend their country and the citizens
That's
of their
right.
country. And they're going
That's
into
right.
this eliminating Hamas. But that is just part of the equation. They cannot. That's something that doesn't go one shot. You eliminate Hamas, but that's just a little part of the situation.
They need to eliminate the Hezbollah and Hamas and Iran.
And the Muslim Brotherhood.
Exactly.
And they also, this country has to do its job by eliminating Obama and Biden and every single Democrat, especially people like fake Jews, like Bernie Sanders, like Debbie Wasserman Schultz and others who say they're Jewish, but they actually go against their own religion. They're like, these are the same people that walk in the oven and not looking, and that's what they are. They are what we call self-hating Jews, or they're just political junkies that don't care and just go by funny.
They're fake. It's a show. It's a wag the dog. They're fake. They couldn't give two shits only about themselves. They don't give a shit about their families. They don't give a shit about people. It's all about money and power. Because they couldn't cope in life. They couldn't make it in anything else. They couldn't. So they became criminal politicians. Liars.
By the way, Jimmy Kimmel is the next name on the list.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
What's he on, ABC, CBS, or NBC?
I don't remember.
How fast will it be till his show is cut? Cause
I don't know.
That means that station supports raping children. Okay?
Yeah.
I
wonder how the Hyatt Hotels executive chairman, Thomas Prisker, Hyatt Hotels, how they're going to react to that since Thomas Prisker's on that list.
How long will it take it for him to resign?
I don't know. Also, Glenn Dubin, which is a campaign donor for Ramaswamy, is on that list.
How about the Koch brothers? Are they on it?
I don't know.
All right. Okay. But Debbie Wasserman Schultz is on it.
And her husband.
And
well, we knew that back in 2010, when we first disclosed it.
Right. Look how long
we had our radio show.
14 years. 14 years to bring these pieces of shit down. Wow.
I got another one. Another name's just been mentioned. Stephen Hawking was mentioned in the Epstein documents.
Who's that?
The scientist.
You're kidding.
Nope.
All walks of life. Look at society. Look at this.
Here is one of the Democratic senators, Democratic person in Congress that's now running for Senate. Adam Schiff visited. Shifty
yes,
Schiff visited Epstein Island allegedly over 70 times.
Oh my God. The end of him. the end.
Madam
oh
Chef,
God.
On this.
Oh, my God. He's a slob. Shit. You think he's freaking out tonight?
Uh-huh.
He's done. Primary him out. Make sure he loses. They've got to be out. We have to do one giant ad on showing these are pedophiles. Keep your children away from them. Vote them out of office. Fire them from the job. Make them resign. These people are disgusting whores. Would be a good commercial, huh? I bet you knew that, Veronica.
Yes, that's what should be, yeah. Laura Luma just got squatted about 2 hours ago, but lucky I wasn't home at the time, but 20 police officers with sirens blaring rolled up to my place. The officer said someone called their midline and said, I just shot my girlfriend with an AR-15 twice, and now I'm going to shoot myself. She doesn't have a girlfriend.
That's because she's not a lesbian.
No, yeah.
So what happened? So they went to her door and what?
She wasn't home. I don't know.
Well, that's what you get for fake shit, man. That there was a real quote, there was something really happening out there, and they weren't there to do it. That's how moronic that is.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Laura Loomer is out there. So what has she been up to? Why are people picking on her?
Because she's a Trump supporter, and we got connected in a way.
Uh-huh.
So we're doing this.
What does she want? She wants to see this campaign?
I don't know. No, she's just a radical. She's just a radical. That's it.
Be careful of the snake.
I know that. Yeah, I know that. I know that, Scott. I know that.
You know what? We need a dose of the snake poem. Do you have it handy?
Let me just look.
Play to me.
You know, I want to do the snake poem.
Are we exclusive now? Are we doing the exclusive on this pedophile shit?
Yeah, we've been doing it.
14 years it took us, Chelsea, to rip these mothers' hearts out. Because we're gone. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about it every show and every pod and post everything. I'm going to make a commercial on these spots. I'm going to post it everywhere.
Okay, I'm ready for the snake poem.
Here we go,
people. Listen to it in the chat room everywhere. Here's the snake poem. We do this every so often. This is the same thing that Trump uses. And we're going to do it with the open borders. You never know what's coming in with 300,000 last month alone. We don't know how much of that actually.
And almost the concert was blown up. I told you, the booty's in here.
Yeah. Anyway, here we go. On her way to work one morning, down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin has been all frosted with dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in. I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, snake. She wrapped him up all cozy in the coverture of silk and then laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. Now she hurried home from work that night. As she arrived, she found that pretty snake she had taken in had been revived. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you might have died. Now she stroked his pretty skin again, then kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thanks, that snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. I saved you, cried the woman, and you bit me, even why? And you know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, city woman, said the reptile with a grin. You damn well I was a snake before you brought me in. Please take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. Be careful on who you take in. With the open borders that we have right now, and with the terror, with all kinds of different crazy things happening, like what happened in Rochester with this guy and blew himself up and elsewhere right before the concert was ending in Rochester, that killed three people and wounded a couple others, including himself. It could have been a lot worse if he was able to get through, but security prevented it. But wasn't for that, he could have killed hundreds. There were a lot of other stuff out there. There was some kind of explosions in Rosa Bridge in New York City. Of course, they attribute to a 1.7 earthquake, but I don't know how true that is. And then D.C. had some stuff, and now there's a alarm set off in most of the state capitals last few hours with bomb threats. So be very careful on what Obama and Biden allowing these illegals to come in to fundamentally change this country and cause a lot of damage is caused by them. And don't forget, Obama is also tied to Iran and the Islamic fundamental terrorist organizations, itself, including the Muslim Brotherhood. They're responsible for giving all the monies to Iran and relaxing a lot of the punishments and the restrictions and stuff. And now Iran is within days of about weeks and a half days of getting a nuclear weapon or have the capability of it. They're 60% enriched uranium. If they hit 90%, they could be very serious dangers around here. And they have the capability of going into Israel and surrounding areas, but they might even be able to hurt us in other ways. Right now, they're capable of doing dirty bombs, so we got to be very careful on them. And they're responsible for the Houthis in Yemen and Hezbollah and Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood, all tied together. So, and Obama and Biden, the ones that straightened out, were the ones that gave them the monies and relaxed the restrictions. So if you want to stop and make peace around the world, not only do you support and bring back Trump, but you got to eliminate Obama and Biden and every single Democrat and change this country around and get rid of woke and the DEIs and the CRTs and anything else, indoctrination recruitment. So let's get back to normalcy and the moral compass. Anyway, we're down to 6 minutes. Scarlett, you want to say goodnight and set up a Sunday?
Absolutely. This is Scarlett Butler telling everyone that list is long. Really. It's disgusting. Look at around us. What is representing us in the government? Business, it's frightening. And abroad. We will have deep discussions on this in the days, in the coming weeks. And you got to stop voting for scum. You really do. All you're doing is hurting yourself. God bless Israel. Yay! God bless this country. Yay! And we got to watch out for our babies because they're important. This is Scarlett Butler saying, I'll be back on Sunday. And everybody have a great week. Bye.
Okay, we want to say goodnight to everybody. The people in the chat room, Rafty Green and Snowman James and whoever else is out there and the millions that are listening around the world and this country. We'll be back on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Don't forget to tune in and listen to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People podcast. You'll get that on every media platform there is. you know, from Anchor to Spotify to TikTok to Facebook to X to whatever platform there is. I could go on for hours. We're all over the place. We're in 130 countries, both on the radio show and on the podcast. So listen to that. We will be keeping updates on the Epstein files and the names. We'll be going on. What's happening Friday is the Supreme Court is expected to come down Friday afternoon on the Trump cases, both in Colorado and in Maine and a couple other stuff, with respect to 9-0 decision on that 14th Amendment, because it wasn't designed for what they're using it for. It was designed based on the Section 5 of the 14th Amendment to prevent the Confederate states to have control of the country after the Civil War. And they made sure that Congress is the only one that could take people off the ballot, not individual states. That's based on the Constitution and the 14th Amendment, Section 5. Look it up. Section 3 doesn't mean anything. It's the fifth section of the 14th Amendment that counts. I want to thank everybody again. We'll see you on Sunday evening at 7 o'clock, and have a good evening. God bless you all. God bless America, and let's make America great again. Good night.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'm glad her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt.